This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we should rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen,
I want to share with you guys today.
I want to tell you
what Rachel Maddow.
I tell you am a boat rock.
Well, that'll be one of the things we'll talk about in just a couple minutes here. We're going to rock it up for a couple minutes. We're going to get right to it. How about a little Joel Olsen, maybe? How about treason? Second hour concerning the president of the United States and his criminal administration. I think so. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. Thank you for making us the number one radio show on Genesis Communication Network after only 2 years with GCN. That's pretty awesome, and we appreciate that you respect us young punks the way that you respect us.
Amen.
I think that's pretty
rocking the
self-demeaning,
gauge.
Isn't it?
Definitely.
Yeah, I think I like that, and there's no better way to say it. I just really appreciate that. Friends, if you'd like to check that out, go to Genesis Communication Network right now. They gauge their shows, and it's pretty awesome that you guys have put us in that position. So thank you very much for doing that. As a matter of fact, to kind of let us know how, well, the feeling is mutual from us to you. We want to talk to you personally. That phone number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. People are saying, Brady Fatty 2x4. Are you getting a little warm on us? Are you getting a little warm.
It never hurt anyone.
Yeah, no, we just really sincerely appreciate it. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. By the way, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess, Stephanie Joy. Hi, Steph.
Hello.
You can also check us out on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. We got about 120 to 130 friends, 1,000 friends, I'm sorry, between Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook and Bradley Dean. Two different websites, one personal, one fan page. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio. Don't forget radio, friends. I didn't want those other Sons of Liberty out there to think that they had something going on when, in fact, we're the ones pulling all the attention, right?
That's right.
All right. All this traffic. Folks, Sons of Liberty Radio, Facebook, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Online, go back to Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E. You can also follow us on our Twitter account. Chase, all credit to you, sir. You're knocking that one out of the park.
Well, thank you.
Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. What are you doing?
I'm staying consistent, responding to people. We're getting a lot of people who are actually, like, responding to us, which is cool.
Sometimes it sounds like someone's...
It's like, bloop, bloop.
No, it's like ding-dong, ditch, you know? It's like when kids used to go around and push doorbells and then they'd run, but they're not running.
They just came
pushing the doorbell and it's like...
That was the name of the game.
Yeah,
the sound sounds like the ding-dong.
There's probably like 15 or 20 people throwing that your last article all over the
I appreciate
over the web.
That. We're going to give that to
Keep
Steph in just a second. Friends, phone lines are 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. We're showing you our faith by our works.
Deeds, not words.
No, that's not what I was going to say. I was just thinking about Martin Luther.
Mm-hmm.
Who's justified?
We are justified by faith.
Thank you. That's why I was thinking of Martin Luther. I was thinking about that because you're listening.
And because we have the faith, we do the works.
That's right. You were listening to Ray and Mark Spence
mm-hmm.
and
yep.
all those other guys on the radio. Not on the radio, I'm sorry.
The Way of the Master.
Yeah, on mm-hmm. our DVD player on the truck on the
I
way.
I love those things.
So do I. I really do. So, friends, 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words, George Washington. Folks, this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess? You're going to talk about Rachel Maddow and Bradley Dean, aren't you?
That's right.
Okay.
Well, the reason why that is, first and foremost, is because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Some people really need to think that one through.
Yes.
You want to make sure that you have the mind of Christ, the heart of God, that you're following the precepts in the Bible.
Precepts are that which God has entrusted you to keep.
That's right. The precepts in the Bible, and not what you see on TV, not what you hear in, you know, music, not what you see in movies.
For the most part.
We follow Christ. That's right.
Amen.
Now, we're talking a little bit about Bradley's new article. Came out Thursday night of this week. You can find it at WND.com, or you can also go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You can like us on Facebook, Bradley Dean, his personal page, and his fan page. It's up there, too, as well, and on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. But the title of the article is What Rachel Maddow Purposed Not to Tell You About Me. And I find there's a lot of that going on in the media. It's called selective reporting. You know, people like lies might seem a little bit too harsh for people. So we'll talk about omitted truths.
Yes, or half lies.
That's right.
Or white lies.
Exactly. But that's getting a lot of good traction, a lot of good comments if you go to WND. One of the comments that I especially like said, keep preaching the truth, for you represent a majority of Americans by far. Now, people know, as we've said many times in the show, if you go to a gas station, grocery store, talk with any random person, chances are they're going to share your beliefs about the foundations of America, we're a Christian nation, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
However, the problem with that is not many people who believe that way exercise their beliefs. We have an irate...
Exercise.
That's right. We have an irate, tireless minority, less than 3%, who exercises that right all the time. They're in your face. They're combative. They're doing their job. But we over here on the majority side, and I say we loosely, not us here at the Sons of Liberty, but people say, well, I don't want to offend. I don't want to be too bold. Listen, we are called to be ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're called to be our righteous, my righteous, as the Lord said, are bold as lions. We need to go out and do the stuff. And this article entitles and entails what happened with Rachel Maddow on MSNBC, the Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean actually took it to her because she did this. She took a piece of the radio show out in Washington, D.C., and she took the first part of it.
Why don't I just explain it really quick so everybody can get to it, but we'll get to it after you highlight what's
going
on.
Okay, so I'm highlighting that, so you want to check out that article. Now, what's nice about these articles that Bradley puts out there is they always contain at least one video going along with them, a YouTube piece. And what's nice about it is this is the day and age where people love to watch stuff. They're kind of lazy, don't really like to read all that much sometimes, and some people. But these are videos that are great. You can share them. You can put them on Facebook. Some of you, you know, housewives at home or whatever, you think, well, how can I get in the fight? I mean, I'm changing diapers all day, and, you know, what am I supposed to do? Listen, join up, link up together with us on Facebook. When you see Bradley's articles come out, when you see all these good gold nuggets of truth, like them, share them, send them to other housewives, do a home meeting. We've got lots of products and materials on our website that you can go to. But this particular YouTube video had a nice comment that said, Margot Singer, I don't want to get too off, but she said, this video needs to be seen by every American. And it's so true because it shows you the truth of the matter behind the truth. You know, if you put up a screen and you split
it
in half.
The truth of the matter behind the truth.
I should say behind the lie, excuse me. Behind the lie. So it's like if I would put up a screen and I put, you know, the left-hand side, the media report, and then over here on the right-hand side, I'd tell you what the truth of the matter was, you'd have a jaw-dropper moment.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah. Hey, by the way, you can even go over to Fox, because it's not what they say that bothers me, it's what they don't say that bothers
me. They omit
and what they don't say, they're just as guilty as the left. And as a matter of fact, friends, you have a left because the right isn't doing the right thing.
Exactly. And for those of you who want to find out more about the Rachel Maddow case and situation, when we come back from the break here, Bradley will break it
down for
you. Very easy to understand what went wrong, what she did, and the facts.
Did you want to get over to Olstein for a little bit, too?
Sure, we can go there.
Okay, then we're going to talk about treason in the White House. Did you know that there was 75 impeachable offenses already concerning this criminal administration?
Oh, but if he does it one more time.
That's exactly right, said Lindsey Graham.
And that's right.
The best that you've got, friends. We're going to come right back after this break. We'll talk a little bit about Rach and Brad. Okay?
Sounds a little... Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Ben Franklin was right when defining diplomacy. It is seduction in another guise. So friends, I have to cut to the chase by bringing the hammer down and bring about the answers in which liberty is established.
sonsoflibertyradio.com.
That's why people listen to the show. Politics and religion are married regardless if you like it or not. If that politician is not submitted to God, who does he or she work for?
sonsoflibertyradio.com.
And if what I were telling you were not true, then what are you complaining about?
As George Washington said, truth will ultimately prevail where there is pains to bring it to light. We at the Sons of Liberty are traveling across the country bringing this message to those who are willing to do the stuff. If you want to have Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty speak at your school, university, or event, call 1-866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Together, we can see real reformation by equipping the next generation with an understanding of who we are, where we came from, and what needs to happen to preserve our liberty.
All right, friends, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. At any time, you can call in. Stay the topic, please. Or if it's a branch off the tree concerning the topic, that might work. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Interestingly enough, Sodahead just picked this up, and they're doing a survey. Is Bradley Dean right concerning the Rachel Maddow MSNBC case? Rachel Maddow is in the right. A pox on both their houses. And
pox.
I have another idea. Well, 13 have already voted in favor. One has, of us, so public opinion is being won here. And Abraham Lincoln, by the way, said, win public opinion. That's how you change the laws.
Yeah.
So, by the way, Abraham Lincoln wasn't a good guy for the most part. For those that didn't know, just saying. Okay?
Yeah, that's a different radio show.
Yeah, it's a different radio
show. That's right.
But you can ask the people down south. Well, the people in the north will tell you something different. Of course they will.
Mm-hmm.
But if you looked at the facts, friends, you'll know who was good and who was bad. Who was straight and who was crooked, friends. And the straight that I'm talking about is not the straight that most men and women in America take it as today.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
All right. Yeah. So Sodahead, we'll get to that secondarily. I gotta kind of like lay this out so everybody understands what happens here, and what is happening, what has happened, and again, what is happening. Rachel Maddow, on August 9th, 2010, and MSNBC, what they did, friends, took a 1 minute piece out of the center of my radio broadcast. And this specific show aired on May 15th, 2010, where I made reference to the fact that the Muslims were calling for the execution of the homosexuals in America. By the way, the homosexual radicals knew all the well that's exactly what I was saying. Again, I said that the Muslims were calling for the execution of the homosexuals, which, by the way,
that's
they are.
That's the operative word right there.
That's exactly right. And I also have the video showing, there's a couple of them out there right now, where the Muslims are calling for the execution of the homosexuals in America. But what Rachel Maddow did is they actually turned it and tried to make it out that Bradley Dean, the Christian preacher, was calling for the execution of homosexuals. Getting a little ahead of myself. Just hang on a second here. Now, what's interesting, friends, knowing that the Muslims are calling for the execution of the homosexuals in America, which they have no business doing in the first place, is that the radical Muslims who stand by this practice have yet to be called into question by the radical homosexuals for what they themselves advocate. No, because it's the same ideology. It's the same purpose. Tear down the laws, let us have our way. Little do the homosexuals know they're being set up. Okay? What Rachel Maddow and MSNBC did was take my radio clip, omitted the one-minute piece from the center of that clip, and then merged the two ends and the pieces together as one piece.
Can I say something here?
You can.
Think about that. She took the first end of it,
yep.
Then she took the last chunk of it, and she omitted 1 minute in between. We're not talking like 10, 15 seconds. We're not talking a word to 1 minute in context changes the whole thing.
Yeah, well, people are saying, well, Bradley, why did you do it in the first place? Well, it all started when I realized that the hirelings in the church pulpits were not preaching the word of God to the homosexual communities. I sympathized with them. And I noticed that these preachers were omitting the word and dancing around what they should have been pointing out concerning the homosexual communities and their lifestyle choices, Deuteronomy 30:19, and the abominable acts in which they ensue, in which they act out. So my intent, however, was to warn homosexuals of what God's word says, not what the hirelings are omitting. Okay? By going into the belly of the beast, only to find out that they wouldn't have it. Not only wouldn't they have it, but they would fight off by any means necessary those who were willing to love them enough to tell them the truth of God's word. So, in other words, friends, what I found is they're at war with God, and I just want to say to all the homosexual communities, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. And I also want to let you know that the Muslims are calling for your execution in America. Okay? Enough said.
All right.
Did you like that? I'm not done. I'm just playing. I just wanted to say enough said.
Just
because I thought it would be funny to say enough said.
I love it.
Did you guys like enough said?
Oh,
well, they're smiling.
They're
somebody
rolling
liked it.
Back there.
Okay, so this is what they omitted from the center of that broadcast. Okay, this is the 1 minute that they omitted
they
from my radio.
Took it out.
Yep, they completely took it out. I was broadcasting live out of Washington, D.C. This is what they took out. And I continually reach out to the homosexual communities on this radio show, and I warn them which ones love. Here you have Obama, this is before he was the first gay president, friends, you have Obama here condemning it behind the backs of the homosexuals, but to their face, he's promoting it. Because he's the one that said he would never, no matter which way the winds go, Obama said he's not going to condemn or go against the Muslim nation. You got to keep that in mind too, right? He's also the guy that said we are no longer a Christian nation, we're a Muslim nation. True. Everybody knows this. The homosexuals, they need to listen, I said. I say this to my gay friends out there, the ones that continually nitpick everything I say in their defense.
Mm-hmm.
This is what she omitted. MSNBC and Rachel Maddow omitted, friends. Listen to this. What is it that you need? They don't have the right to do this, friends. This is illegal. Let me go on. The ones that continuously nitpick everything I say in their defense and for their eternal destination. I'm a preacher. I desire their redemption, not their condemnation, but that's up to them, not up to me. Hollywood is promoting immorality, and the God of the heavens in Jesus' name is warning you to flee from the wrath to come. That's what Scripture tells us. Yet you have Muslims calling for your execution, you homosexuals. And then what I said is if America won't enforce the laws, God will raise up a foreign enemy to do just that. That is what you are seeing in America. Read Leviticus 26. When a nation disobeys God's moral law, it's called judgment. That's why you have foreign nations come about to do what you disobeyed to do in the keeping of law. And by the way, to keep the laws of the land is to say, Lord, not only do I love you, but I also love my brothers. And that's exactly what I was doing with the homosexual communities. I was also awakening the Christian communities, the professed Christian communities, to get involved with what's going on concerning our posterity in public schools who are under attack by the homosexual communities, who are being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. Just ask the NEA. See, they have a homosexual caucus, but friends, that wasn't good enough. So they have now, because the American people have tolerated this, now they have something called a drag queen caucus. If that wasn't good enough for you, then they had none other than Kevin Jennings, the Safe Schools Czar, who wrote a foreword to a book called Queering Elementary Education, whose hero was none other than Harry Hay, the icon from an organization called NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association, who was seen during gay pride parades shouting out, sex before eight, before it's too late. Don't tell me what it's about, friends. I also want to say this. If the homosexuals would have never attacked me, that would have been the best place in the world for them to put themselves.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest mistake that they made was to pull this out, to come after the wrong brother from another mother that has a father and a mother just like you do.
You know,
wrong boy, you cross the lines. Okay? So what we did, friends, now, that was the first report. That was in August of 2010. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, and just think about that comment. Now, sometimes we rush by comments, but we have to stop and think about what they're promoting. Listen to that Mambla. And the icon, and listen to what he says, and also listen to what they promote.
Sex before eight. Yeah. I could go on for 3 hours.
That's what I was
going to
say. Yeah. Sex before eight, before it's too late. These are the kind of people, and these are the kind of minds that are infiltrating your kindergartners in public school. Just
That's
let
right.
that let that soak in for a minute.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's serious stuff.
Oh, yeah, but I can safely say this. It is very serious. It shouldn't go that far, but it is going that far. I also want to say this is just the beginning, friends. We're not too far. This is the beginning, okay? It's not the end. This is the beginning of the American people taking responsibility and standing up against the abomination. And keep in mind that homosexuality was against the law, the act of sodomy, in every state all the way up until 1961. If you were caught in the act of sodomy in Rhode Island, you would go to prison for 21 years. Okay? It was considered a mental illness all the way up until 1973. But because of militant radical homosexual protests, they decided they just wanted to take it down because they didn't want to offend the effeminate.
There's that irate, tireless minority.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
Less than 1.7% of the population. Okay? Now, what's also interesting, friends, is Kevin Jennings, Obama's safe schools are, by the way, he got his little keister kicked right out of office because the American people weren't about to tolerate this criminal. Right? Well, he's also the founder of GLSEN. And the motto, the slogan that they wanted to use concerning bullying, you know how they say we got to stop bullying?
Right.
He's the guy that said bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. That's exactly right. Friends, listen to what I'm telling you so you can understand how to deal with these people. Okay? They love to pull your hair. They love to smack your face. And then they cry victim. That is the very definition in action of totalitarianism. They cry the victim as they perpetuate the crime, namely concerning your children. I said your children, your children, your children. Now, what I wanted to say earlier was the fact that, I don't know about you, but the people that I know, that if you were to assault one of their kids,
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't need to call the cops because there would be no judgment because judgment would be done the minute someone laid their fingers on their kids.
Right.
And you know what? Rightfully so. And judges across the country, by the way, are beginning to agree with what I'm saying. Remember the little girl that was assaulted by a friend of a farmer in Texas?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? He went and dealt with him, didn't he? And the judge said it was justifiable.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. cancellation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Back to the Sons of Liberty. You know, not too long ago, as a matter of fact, I had an individual text me and say, Bradley, I got a so-and-so in my family that has a son who thinks he's gay.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, how do I deal with them? I said, well, what I have found, I have yet to find one rational conversation with a homosexual. One rational conversation with one of them. When this report came out with Rachel Maddow, by the way, I didn't know who Rachel Maddow from MSNBC was. I didn't even know who MSNBC was when this first came out, this attack on my ministry, right? I just kind of laughed it off. But what's interesting is after this first one came out, what most people didn't know is that MSNBC didn't do just one report on my ministry, but they did two reports. Now, you ready for this? After the first report... Okay, I just shared with you, friends, the omission, the one-minute portion of my radio show that they took out. They took one end of a clip, and they merged it with the other end of that clip. Well, that's what they omitted in the center of it, okay? Now, if you think about that, that's a pretty big body of text for Rachel Maddow and MSNBC to jump over. At the end of her fabricated report, Rachel Maddow pulled up a disclaimer that we had on our website that she characterized as disingenuous and insincere. What it said on our website, friends, after her first report, we have never and will never call for the execution of homosexuals.
That's key.
That's very important.
She pulled up that disclaimer after the first report. That's key. So she knew the disclaimer was there.
She acknowledged it.
Yes.
That's right. Okay. Now, what happened is you had all the little bloggers, the useful idiots, going out there playing the victim along with the rest of the homosexuals. Look what Bradley's calling for, willfully and purposely ignoring our disclaimer, just like Rachel Maddow. Right? Okay. Now, what's interesting about that is the second report comes out on May 11th, 2011. Okay. They didn't want to talk about the second report. They just wanted to talk about the first report, even knowing the second report came out after May 11, 2011. This is when it really hit the fan, for a better way of saying it, friends. Okay? So, on air, what Rachel Maddow and MSNBC did is resurrected the same piece, but that disclaimer off the first report that I just told you, that we have never and will never call for the execution of homosexuals.
Which they knew was there.
The second report, they pulled it down.
No disclaimer, no more.
Okay, no more. And all the while, again, knowing that it was there, which proves malicious intent and defamation, and then she slanders my ministry. This is the second report, friends. Okay? On air, Rachel Maddow and MSNBC then accused me and Michelle Bachmann and others of being, listen carefully, this is exactly what she said, friends, that we were bloodthirsty, that we were calling for the upping of the bloodshed of America's culture wars. Since Christians weren't doing enough to kill the gays, thereby putting a literal hit piece out on my life and Michelle Bachmann. And of course, this was all aimed at Representative Bachmann's presidential campaign at this particular time. Now, it should come as no surprise why they would want to denigrate my mission. MSNBC, which is owned by NBC Universal, which has no credibility. Their ratings are lower than a snake's belly, friends. Literally. By the way, CNN just plummeted at it again because people are tired of the lies. But let me get back to this point. MSNBC is owned by NBC. NBC Universal was rebuked by the American people for removing the name God from the Pledge of Allegiance at the U.S. Open Golf Tournament. The president of MSNBC, I think he's mad because he's bald.
Oh,
it's got to be because of all the hair. He's jealous.
That's right.
It's got to be, right?
You nailed it.
The president of MSNBC, Phil Griffin, also admitted earlier that the network caters to progressives, meaning a genuine secular, okay, frequently atheistic, pro homosexual rights, which is no such thing, by the way, friends, no definition, because it doesn't exist. They don't have rights. Okay, they don't have rights to break God's moral law. We're based off common law. You guys get that. And he goes on a socialistic and big government, communism is really what it is, market among its viewers in a very small viewership. By the way, their slogan, MSNBC and Rachel Maddow and all these other clowns that are being used as little minions to promulgate, to play the propagandists for this criminal administration, what's interesting is their slogan is lean forward. That is a communist slogan, friends. Literally. Right from their playbook. So, after Rachel Maddow and Phil Griffith put a bullseye on my back, I began to notice that the radical homosexuals began to attack from every angle possible. They first took a picture. Listen carefully, friends. This is the victimized homosexuals. Listen carefully. They first took a picture of my house, then they put it up online. These victims did. Another radical homosexual group took my physical address and made not only my wife and me, but my little boys a target as well. Our street ministry also came under attack as my staff would be kicked out of storefronts where we would minister to the people, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, friends, I'm a big boy, and I can handle all the effeminate ones. Believe me, I can. With their shots that they take on a continuous basis. It's sick. A bunch of men acting like women. As a matter of fact, friends, which shows you mental illness, by the way, which they take on by choice. The guy acts like the woman and the woman acts like the guy. Friends, let me just say it this way. When they did this the second time around, I want to say that the minute you put me and my family, my ministry, and their lives on the line, you're going to have the fight brought to your front door. Because we're ruled by law whether or not man wants to abide by it. Whether or not MSNBC and NBC Universal want to abide by it. Whether the President of the United States of America and his administration want to abide by it or not, we're ruled by law, not by criminals. After the second report on May 11th of 2011, keep in mind, this is what the bloggers will not talk about, friends, because they knew what she did was illegal to the utmost. These are some of the emails that I received after Rachel Maddow did her second report. I hope you die in the worst of ways. These are coming from the victimized homosexuals. Go to hell, loser. Go blank yourself. Listen to this. I hope you get raped someday. Ever come close to me and I will bash your so-called Christian blanking heads off. Now, this is all for me warning the homosexuals that the Muslims were calling for their execution.
That sounds very loving to
me. Isn't this the sickest thing? This is what you're dealing with, friends. Here's my favorite one. Why, Bradley, why? Now I'm going to have to kill you. I thought we were going to cut each other's hair then have sex, but you stood me up. I'm so upset that I may just have to blow up your ministry instead. Goodbye forever. Hey, friends, I also want to tell you, the only winners concerning this whole situation has been both attorneys on both sides. I got more to tell you. Just hang on here. Keep in mind, again, that this all the while, the radical homosexual outlets like Huffington Post, like Mother Jones, these sick-minded, twisted individuals and their reporting, which was nothing but propaganda. And by the way, friends, they knew it. We're not done here. We're not done at all. See, what happened here, friends, they were attempting to protect themselves by protecting MSNBC and Rachel Maddow, all the while on the other side, they were viciously attacking my ministry and my family. Did you hear what I said? For warning them that the Muslims were calling for their execution, and they knew that's what I was saying. And they're the victims? Hey, friends, although crime is motivated by hate, all crime is motivated by hate. It's interesting to note that a hate crime is defined by state law as one that involves threats, harassment, physical harm, and is motivated by prejudice and against someone's race, color, religion, national origin, ethnicity, and this has been added recently, sexual orientation, or physical or mental ability.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being funny.
I know.
These radicals endorse the enforcement of hate crimes against anyone that looks at them the wrong way. Just ask your kids in public schools, friends. Or in the workplace, friends. Yet when they're guilty of hate crimes themselves, they hope you in turn turn the other way to their hypocrisies when by their own unlawfulness are guilty as charged. They are. Matter of fact, we all know who Dan Savage is. That's sick-minded individual.
Mm-hmm. It gets better.
Oh, he is to the core, friends, over the top.
Yeah, he licks doorknobs when he's sick to get his people he doesn't like sick.
Yeah. Yeah. He said of his political opposition, of a head of an organization called It Gets Better, President Barack Hussein Obama actually appointed this guy, right? And he said of his political opposition that they should be dragged from the back of a pickup truck until there's nothing left but the rope. Now, I don't know if it's me or not, but that is where the hate crimes legislation came out from in the first place. Because down south, they took a black man named James Byrd, and they drug him behind a pickup truck until there was nothing left but the rope. And then, concerning that situation, now the homosexuals are using SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center, just to show you how twisted they really are, who used to defend the KKK of their crimes concerning the black communities down south. The homosexuals are using these people. Friends, they're guilty all the way across the boards of the things that they decry. But you need to understand that's how these people operate. Okay? I'm going to come back right after this break, and I'm going to show you how the judge just dismissed this case. She can dismiss it all she wants, but we ain't done. One way or another, we're going to have our day in court, friends. One way or another. People need to understand the degree of the crimes of MSNBC and NBC Universal.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is David Getch with Patriot Update. America needs a few good men to stand for our founding principles and our Christian values. In Bradley Dean, we have found such a man. Bradley is courageous, persistent, and caring. He cares about America, and he is a disciple of Christ. Through his radio program and articles, he gives conservatives and Christians hope and a good example of how they should stand up for what they believe in.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Okay, so we're trying to bring this to a consummation before the end of the hour. Of course, we know in Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, I believe there's 30 odd some scriptures. Folks, just a little common sense is all it really takes. When we look in scripture, we see, you know, that God created man and woman.
Yeah, if I can address that while you're looking for that, I would say, too, when you were speaking about when there was the civil rights movement and there was a struggle for the freedom for black people and equality and so on and so forth, that was a righteous struggle. Now, a black person who's born black cannot change the color of his skin.
Right.
Martin Luther King Jr. said you're not to judge a man by the color of his skin, but by the content of his character.
The choices that he makes.
There's good and bad
white
people.
To develop character.
Yeah, yes. There's good and bad white people, good and bad black people, good and bad Hispanic people, good and bad, Asian people. There's good and bad everywhere.
We're
That's
all
why.
In this together.
Exactly. Now, if you cut a black person, if you cut a white person, an Asian person, they're all going to bleed red. The difference here between homosexuality and between when you're talking about racism issues is a black person cannot choose the color of his skin, but you can choose to act out certain things in your life. That's the difference between the homosexual.
Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness, Romans 6. But that's, again, the talking points. They only want to get you away from principle, friends. Because once they can pull you into debate, they feel that they can beat you because you don't believe in principles. That's how they pulled you from their principles, by getting you into the debate.
Go back to the Bible.
Let's go back to the Bible. Romans 1:20, chapter chapter 1, verse 22, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into image like corruptible man as to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things, just to show you how stupid man and how debased man will become without God. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forevermore. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one towards another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meat. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind without judgment, to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, knowing the God of judgment, so on and so forth. And now what's interesting is this, friends, God haters.
Right?
God haters.
It comes down
why
to
are
that.
The radical homosexuals attacking the preachers, friends?
Yep. Comes down to that.
Yeah, I'll tell you why. Because the church isn't preaching what the Word says. Now, friends, let me bring this forth so I can bring it again to an end here. What took place is MSNBC... If you've been listening to me the whole time, friends, it's important that you understand that. When MSNBC did the second report, we flew to New York City and we brought it right to MSNBC, me and my assistant. Now, what MSNBC did, because Rachel Maddow and MSNBC and NBC Universal did nothing wrong, well, they didn't hire just one attorney. They didn't just hire two attorneys. Are you listening to me, friends? They didn't hire three attorneys. They hired four high-powered attorneys to defend MSNBC and Rachel Maddow for what they didn't do wrong.
Four. I don't even know if I ever heard of anyone hiring four attorneys.
However, 7 months after the filing of our lawsuit, our attorney wanted to dismiss the case without prejudice. And the judge came in and said, listen, you can move from this court to the next court if you pay MSNBC's attorney's fees. Wait a second, Judge. Did you see what they just did? Are you paying attention to what MSNBC... Folks, look what they did to Zimmerman.
Same
and the
thing.
Trayvon Martin case. Remember, back, I wasn't too far back when they actually caused the car to blow up to say a car was defective. They came back out on air, and NBC did, and apologized. Mm-hmm. What about this loser, Ed Schultz, with MSNBC? Gets on the air, calls Laura Ingraham, an S-L-U-T. Gets out of a couple days later crying like a little fat baby with wet diapers on, apologizing. What about Rachel Maddow when she's trying to put words into other people's mouths saying, you want to kill the gays, you want to kill the gays? Folks, she doesn't have a right to put a jihad out on somebody's life. Do you not understand this? I'm saying this with a smile on my face. Friends, I am not a victim. I am not a victim. I am a patriot that's not going to overlook injustice, because a threat done to justice anywhere is a threat done to justice everywhere. And I'm not going to stand down on it, okay? Practice what you preach. That's what I'm doing, friends. Now, what was interesting is the judge got involved and said, well, you go ahead and pay Rachel Maddow's attorney fees for $24,625.23. The libs... The useful idiots, the bloggers, the radical homosexuals went crazy on this. They went out there and reported that the case was dismissed when, in fact, it was not dismissed. They were saying that Bradley had to pay the attorney fees. No, I did not. I came back to the judge. We went after the judge and said, you need to recuse yourself. You seem to have a misunderstanding of what's going on here. Do you not know the difference of that which is right and that which is wrong? You know, what would it be like for me to take all their physical addresses and their homes and put them up online? How would that work out, friends? Remember the, it wasn't too long ago in New York City, I think it was just last year, some useful idiot that worked for the press went and actually posted all the addresses of them that owned guns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so one guy got involved and he went and got all the addresses of the editors and the news reporters and posted their addresses up online, too. Now, friends, what would happen if I was to do that? Because I'm half tempted to do it. What would happen? Oh, my goodness. Can you believe what Bradley Dean did? Look at him. He's attacking all of us. No, no, no. Wait a second. But, friends, this is how they put the spin. The spin doctors put the spin on the truth. And I'll tell you what. It didn't go anywhere. There's no question about it that we won the day. But I'll tell you who lost. And I'm talking about public opinion. And I'm about to show you that in just a minute. Sodahead picked this up. I'll share that with you in a minute here. But the fact of the matter is, America, you lost. Because another judge, without any common sense whatsoever concerning right and wrong, didn't even let it go into court. Because they knew if it got into court, it was all over for Rachel and Phil. And if you look at the cases when they go to court concerning cases like this, they're protecting MSNBC because they're protecting the radical homosexuals from attacking everybody that doesn't agree with their dangerous, illegal ideologies. I was going to say idolatries, but I'd have been right there too. Now,
you can think about it. You know.
I'm having some airtime here. It's okay.
Yeah, no, no. I was just going to say though, if you think about it too, is so someone totally takes what you said, turns it upside down on its head, make it so that you said something very horrible, calling for the execution of someone, and when you didn't say
it. And they turned it on me.
They turned it on you,
yep.
Put your physical address online, putting you in danger, put your wife in danger, put all your four little boys in danger.
Yep, and what they knew all the way through the process, there was a second report, and they never reported on the second report. We didn't need the second report to deal with Rachel Maddow
right,
on
exactly.
MSNBC.
And they knew the disclaimer was up there saying, we have never and will never
yep.
call for the execution
right.
of homosexuals.
Yep.
Then they did the second one with that knowledge anyway.
Yep.
Then after all this, all the persecution, all the emails go, I'm going to blow up your ministry, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to do
yep.
blah, 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 blah. After
not,
everything.
Can I interject too?
Mm-hmm.
Not one phone call from the FBI, not one call from our attorney, not one call from their attorney to make sure our safety was ensured.
Of course.
Not one.
So after all that, then the ruling comes out. It was not dismissed upon the merits of the case.
No.
At
never,
all.
Never lost the claim.
No.
Nope.
It was dismissed upon the fact that we refused to pay their attorney fees. Think about it. They're attacking you.
They want.
They put
it's
this
like David going
house.
To Goliath, and it's like saying, okay, David, before you go take off Goliath's head, you're going to have to pay Goliath and all of his attorneys, his unlawful legal counsel is what they
Who
would call
the
it.
Put the jihad on your house.
Put the jihad, and you were the defying,
yep.
and you were attacking. Yep, they wanted me to go over and pay off Goliath's fees before I could deal with Goliath. No,
right.
no, no, no. They knew that if they got it into court, Stephanie, friends, that it was all over with. They knew this. But the point is that the bloggers helped them along in their crime. They helped them along in putting a target out on my family, my kids, my wife, and myself. They helped them along in it by purposely omitting the second
piece.
And so did the judge. And so did the four attorneys. This is sick. Folks, you call this justice? I'm saying this with a smile on my face. This is sick. Now maybe this will help you understand why this isn't going away. This is not going away, friends. Rest assured, we will have our court date sooner or later.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.